On the Skype line to us is Eva Short, journalist and reporter with Silicon Republic. Eva, good morning.
Good morning.
So what does this mean if I'm waking up and I have a smartphone? Which, like, should I be worried? What's happening? Which phones are affected?
Well, this executive ban specifically applies to Huawei, which is a Chinese company and smartphone producer. It's actually the second largest producer of smartphones in the world, only behind Samsung, which is a South Korean company, which is number one. And so it is a big, quite sweeping ban. Basically, on Wednesday or Thursday, Donald Trump added them to a trade blacklist, which basically bans U.S. companies from having any kind of trade with them due to the threat to national security that they pose.
With the second biggest smartphone company in the world, he just goes, you're not allowed to do business with them.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do business with U.S. companies. And so Google has announced that it's cut off the Android license to Huawei in compliance with this.
So does this mean that if I'm waking up with a Huawei phone in Ireland, it still functions and all the apps I'm using will still function? I just can't update anything on the phone?
Yes, Google confirmed that any current Huawei phones will still be functional and they'll still have the security support and they'll still have access to things like Gmail and Google Play and Maps, but subsequent updates may not, and subsequent phones that Huawei produces may not. It's all kind of still, obviously, it's only just happened, so it still remains to be seen, but it is kind of a big blow. Now, granted, Huawei has insisted, it said it before that they are creating their own sort of operating system. They've said that for a long time. They said, like, oh, if U.S. companies close down or prevent us from ceasing doing business with them, we'll be fine, because this has kind of been a lot. It's not that the escalation, this ban has been a long time coming, but it was only a matter of time for it to escalate because they've been in a bit of a war for a while.
I mean, but from a user point of view, I mean, people get very attached to their operating system. I mean, Android users laugh at OS users, and OS users, you know, like, look down on Android users. And we're all kind of married to our type of operating system. If Huawei just come out and go, well, now you've got, like, you know, H25 or whatever they want to call it, like, a lot of people will just go, oh my God, I can't. And they'll just abandon Huawei and go to Samsung or whoever else.
I feel like that's probably what Trump and the Trump administration want, because they have been in this extended trade war with China. The short answer is that the reason it's all happening is because of politics.
Right.
And he said even when he was getting elected, he said China has too much manufacturing power because they are a massive manufacturer. Like, China is too technologically advanced because they are extremely technologically advanced. I'm sure guys, people have heard about 5G, you know, the next generation of 4G, and China would be nearly a world leader in that technology, to the point that when other countries are thinking of upgrading, like the UK, they wanted to bring Huawei in to do it. And then the US turned around, this only happened recently, and said, if you do that, we will stop sharing intelligence with you, or as in, like, security, international security intelligence. So they're basically trying to ban Huawei and strangle them at every aspect.
It all sounds a little bit like, it's all a bit Amish, isn't it? Like, if Trump keeps going, he's just saying, well, other countries are too technologically advanced, so we're just going to go back to good old horses and carts and
string.
They want U.S. manufacturers to. They want U.S. They want the U.S. to get that kind of manufacturing business, and they want, like, Apple to return to being one of the biggest smartphone producers, because Apple used to be the second largest, and then Huawei only recently surpassed.
Right.
Them.
What's the penetration like in Ireland for Huawei? I mean, is there a lot of people using them, or is it just a handful of people? Or,
to be honest, I'm not entirely sure off the top of my head, but I do know that they do have a very significant presence in Europe, because any of the commentators who are talking about this recent ban are saying that it will, like, because Google does license the Android in Europe, so that this will be quite a significant blow if there's now suddenly, like, a problem.
And
so,
if he's gone after Huawei, are they going to go after any other phone makers?
Huawei just seems to be the one that they have had, like, in their crosshairs for a long time.
Well, they're Chinese, as you said, versus South Korean or anything like that. Like, the relationship is so bad between the US and China right now.
Yes, because again, they don't, China is beginning to surpass them from a trade perspective, which in terms of, like, they're more technologically advanced, and that's quite threatening. And also from a political perspective, Trump he made his campaign on sort of, like, we will conquer these, like, foreign powers that are that are trying to overtake and will make America great again. And so I think waging this kind of war is very central to further projecting that kind of image.
Is there a chance that because this is political and these things kind of, you know, come and go and they're blustering on, is there a chance that this will just go away and it won't really happen?
It's difficult to, I mean, they have been locked in a trade war for a long time, and the US has dealt a lot of significant blows. I don't think the US is going to necessarily, like, I don't think the US is necessarily going to let their Huawei thing go. However, Google do have massive sway, and Google won't really want something to be hugely interfering with how they do business. So I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that Google would begin to lobby the government to change its ways. That being said, there have been other elements of Trump's strategy that have begun to impact tech companies, and they haven't necessarily climbed down. When you're reporting on the Trump administration, it's generally kind of hard to talk very, very far in the future, because he can just veer off at a sharp angle. So just for, what he does.
Yeah, just for the Irish owners then, finally, of Huawei phones waking up. I mean, if it continues to a point where they can't update their operating systems, is that essentially mean that within the next year or so, a Huawei phone in Ireland is going to be pretty obsolete?
I wish I could give a more definitive answer. The answer is, right now, we don't really know. I imagine in the immediate short term, you're not going to wake up and suddenly find that your phone doesn't work. And it's not even necessarily, because Huawei will have access to some form of Android. They'll just only have the type of access that open source app developers would have. It's just that you wouldn't have the level of technical support and security support, like Google will stop giving that to them,
right?
Which will affect functionality. But in the immediate short term, people using the current, like, sort of operating system and having current models, I don't think there's any problem, but it remains to be seen. I wish you could give people a more definitive answer, but that's all we know so far.
Good stuff, Eva. Thanks so many for chatting to us.
No problem. Have a good day.
See you later.
Bye.